Today's terrorist plot alert has caused some chaos at U.S. airports. Flights are delayed and disrupted. Boarding lines at Washington National Airport are unusually long. Homeland Security has raised the threat level for flights from Britain to red alert. Other flights, including domestic flights in the U.S., are under an orange alert, one step below the highest level. Stephen Hirsch is traveling from Ronald Reagan International Airport. He boarded a plane this morning bound for Chicago.
While the screening process itself didn't seem to take any longer, it just seemed to be that they were going just a tiny bit slower, and there was a lot of confusion. People were not sure if they were allowed to take things on the plane or not. Some people had to go back and check their luggage.
Stephen Hirsch adds that even flights not being canceled are experiencing delays.
The interesting thing I should also tell you is that, you know, the flights have been delayed here. Some flights have been canceled. Of course, while you're standing in line worrying and racing and pushing and kind of gently shoving to get to the front, they don't tell you that your flight is going to leave 30, 40 minutes late. We left the gate about 30 minutes late, and now we're sitting on the ground waiting for clearance to get into Chicago.
That's traveler Stephen Hirsch. This is the highest terrorism alert ever issued for commercial and domestic flights.